there's one thing for certain, it's that the explosion in the last few years of multimedia publishing on the web is going to continue, and that more and more of what we consume online is going to be self-produced, homemade entertainment. The incredible growth in YouTube.com or Google Video and other audio and video sites online is rattling the very foundations of television and radio. And it's no doubt going to be very interesting to see how all of it plays out in the next few years. Today, we have podcasters creating their own internet radio, or video bloggers producing their own web television, and screencasters who are capturing what happens on a computer screen, adding a bit of audio narrative, and publishing it as a multimedia web tour or story. And more recently, we have students and teachers who are broadcasting live to large and global audiences using live streaming tools. What's next? Podcasting. In order to create it, you only need a few things, and the entry to creating your podcast is pretty low, and you don't need a lot of technical expertise to make it work. Here's what you need to create a basic podcast. You need a digital audio recorder that can create an MP3 file, like GarageBand or Audacity, some space on a server to host the file, a blog where you can access it, and something to say. And that's it. That's part of the reason why the number of new podcasts out there continues to explode. And the other part of the quick success of podcasts comes from the fact that not only are they easy to create, they're easy to consume as well. And that's because of your RSS. Just like it allows people to subscribe to your web blog, RSS allows people to subscribe to your podcast. This week, you're going to play with some of these new technologies and create your own podcast.